Pleasant good morning. This is Don't Your Brass Tacks on VOB 92.9 FM. Today is the 5th of March, 2020. This is the Thursday edition. My name is Lisa Gale, and we go until 2 p.m. today. I look forward to hearing your calls, reading some of your WhatsApps, and ensuring that we have a very engaging session. There's so much to talk about, to be honest. When I was reflecting and doing a little bit of research in prep, I was trying to figure out what is this big thing or this main thing. And there's so many things happening, both locally, regionally, and then internationally. We can't leave out internationally with health issues. Then we also have some major elections. Some of you are following what's going on in the U.S. primaries and the back and forth. You know, it's always interesting to see the candidates and to read the history of the candidates and what happens, etc. But then, of course, there's actually no one who speaks English. I think that's the word is in English. It may have another word, but recently, who's had a conversation that hasn't said the word corona? I know we have a new term for that term. A new term is now called COVID-19, and so many discussions have ensued. I've received several videos. We've had a number of briefs. You know what would have transpired last Thursday. In fact, last Thursday we were at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center. The Port Authority, Port Inc., was actually having a logistics hub workshop. And as soon as I got there, I saw all of the managers and directors, including the chair, huddled in a discussion. And then quickly after, I heard about what transpired. And they were monitoring this activity for the entire day in prep for the arrival of the ship. And then we all saw the Prime Minister talk to the country after having spoken to both the Barbadians on board and then all of the persons on the ship, etc. But it has been a whole host of it. Actually, I received a call up to yesterday from another colleague who runs a guest house, and they wanted to know what was the position. They would have received one or two advisories or one or two updates. So I say kudos to the respective ministries, in particular the Ministry of Health and all of the related ministries who've been doing work on trying to prepare Barbados. And I really thank us and the decision makers to have made the decision that we need to prepare ourselves for the possibility. I know we had a discussion quite recently and I said, oh no, it may not come here. Someone said, oh Lisa, you're being hopeful. I know you're a praying woman, but it will come. So I didn't bother to have that debate, but just let us continue to prepare ourselves, wash our hands, avoid travel where we can, and do those things in respect of preventing any possibilities. But then look at what's happening regionally. Our brothers and sisters are waiting with bated breath for the confirmation of a result over in Guyana. If you've been following closely, in fact, I was having a discussion only last night with my husband about the same outcome, and it was like, what could possibly happen? What do you think? But believe it or not, we've been seeing Bharat Jagdeo, who is the former president. We've been around a long time, especially in my early working life. He was a president for two successive terms, and constitutionally, the president can't have a third term, so he's out yet. He has been the one at the forefront of the PPP's discussions. He's been the one speaking, and he's probably the PRO. But interestingly, the name of the person that was selected from that party, his name is Muhammad Ali. He goes by his middle name, Arni. But very interesting that his name is Muhammad Ali, and he's not been the one doing all the speaking, but Bharat Jagdeo, who knows the Guyanese population, and he knows the ins and outs of politics. He has relationships not only regionally but abroad, internationally. He's been the one who's tipped to be, his party, I should say, is the one who's tipped to have the most votes in that system that they have. So interesting to see what will happen to our region and what will happen based on the change in government, because you also know that it is a really good batting wicket for any government to win right now with Guyana and the buoyancy that is expected or that has started and the preparations given the contract signed with ExxonMobil. So Guyana is in a pretty good place, and any government who wins, we hope that they maintain the interests of the people and look forward to carrying that country forward, because for many years Guyana has been in the doldrums economically, and they've even been castigated to the extent that they have always been on the international donors list because of their capacity, their per capita income, etc. Well, Guyana is such a country that has such richness in terms of both the, not just minerals and all of the positive things, but it is big and is untapped in so many ways. I actually have a colleague who recently went to the interior and sent out some videos. You would think that he was somewhere in the Maldives. It was really, really beautiful, but it was just right there in Guyana. So those are a couple things that I've been pondering. And I know you've been having lots of discussion. We also had the Minister of Education very recently mention again, because this is not the first time Barbadians have heard it. She also mentioned it in May of 2019, and then it was mentioned again in the estimates, where there's the soon end of the BSSEE examination. So I know you've been pondering on quite a bit. I look forward to hearing your calls, and let's have a beautiful day. This is Dr. Brass Sachs.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
At least if you're back home, all the particles sign found his way back home.
I haven't even gone anywhere, but thanks for the welcome.
I'm not calling you the particle, darling.
Okay, understood.
Now, I want to talk about Bombardier's music, right? But before I do that, there's something I want to say about the shooting.
About?
Last week, I was on the John Hague, and I was talking about the possible contamination of our flower being contaminated because of the closeness of a cement plant right next to the sawmill. A caller called in and said to people when they called, turn off the radio. I heard David Thompson, the late David Thompson, said in Parliament he don't respond to the dumb. I heard Bob Marley said only a fool lean on his own misunderstanding. And my granddad always said, never respond to certain types of people. I can tell that caller one thing. I left you to the Guyanese women. That's all I can say as far as that is concerned. Right? Now, yesterday, I spoke about 7 motorcycles being stolen from the postal headquarters at 7. If you were to go down there, you see where these motorcycles are parked. Is supposed to be a secured area. Mention was made that the post office is not responsible. A caller calling yesterday, and he said the various ways in which the postman could have acquired those motorcycles. The point is, I don't care if they had loans, I don't care if they had grants, I don't care if they keep them. The point is, they were stolen from a so-called secured area of their workplace. It is said that these postmen were on the road working. Then they would have to be liable because of they should pay more attention. They put their cycles in the area that is supposed, and I'm going to use the word supposed, because the mere fact that 7 motorcycles that have been stolen, something tells me a lot about the security at the post office. And I think this is something that's very serious. First thing, if you are in a job of security, you should not plant yourself one place. Because let me tell you this, people may or may not be aware, criminals are observing you, you know.
But I'm just asking, based on your comment, you shouldn't plant yourself one place. You're assuming that the security officer at that time was planted one place, or what are you assuming based on that?
If the possibility exists that he could have been making his runs and the motorcycle stolen after he passed that area, but to have seven, you should be moving, and don't keep on going at one point at 7 o'clock. Change your time.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You have to, as security, you must not have those traceable steps, as they say. You must, you know, be able
That's exactly what I'm saying. Right? And, you know, I get offended when people come to the program and try to belittle my contributions. I mean, I don't like it. Some people do it in a polite way. I remember there was a notice in a room at the ministry that used to work. Diplomacy is telling a person go to hell in such a way that they look forward to the trip. It's all about words. It's all about words. A lot of people are very impressed with talk.
That's not diplomacy, though. That's not politically correct.
I am not impressed about talk. I got some people tell you in nice polite ways, I can give food tomorrow. But a year passed and never get the food. Hmm. I am impressed by people's positive deeds, not by people talk. And that's why I have a lot of people in Barbados minds confused, because people are impressed by the way people speak.
But you say that, right? But clearly you seem to have a little bit of hurt from the commentary that you've been receiving. So you may have to do some work on what both Bob Marley and your grandfather said, so as to desist from giving them. You know, let me give you one that I heard quite recently. The Prime Minister was addressing a body of students for which I was in the audience. And she said, do not let anyone rent or lease space in your brain or in your head. And she said it again. You know what I mean? She said, do not let anybody rent space in your head. Don't give them that freedom, that privilege. Don't give it to them. Sometimes you have to be dismissive, or sometimes you have to ignore people because their opinion doesn't necessarily align with yours, or what they're saying isn't consistent with your beliefs and your ideologies. Don't spend too much time on them.
I am totally in agreement with what you say. See, but Sunday just go and get down the gutter with me, you know.
But you just said that Bob Marley said it doesn't make sense replying to.
That I went against
everything that you started up with.
I apologize to my granddaddy, I apologize to David. But sometimes you just go and do them, you know.
Okay. Because you did it, and then you did it. Now tell me something else. Now don't let them spend too much time up in there. Now move to the next thing. Now,
yesterday I spoke about people calling this program and not getting the national insurance check for weeks, sometimes for months. I also spoke about that money being the people's money, but and the money that they're getting, it's just sometimes it's from month to month. But yet, people who call the sub-government this and that and all kind of things from both sides, they go to the same IMS, NIS, and they take millions. For Cedars is a perfect example of what I'm speaking about. Millions upon millions and billions was taken from that institution. White people cannot get their money to survive. And to this day, we have not seen anything that came from it, and nothing is being done about it. Right? I heard Corey talking about laws and this and that. That's coming from the politicians. I'm not bashing Corey. How come these laws don't exist when it comes to the small man getting what is due to him? Money that was taken out his wages and salaries and put there for when he retired. How come did he still have to suffer? And there's a lot to it, you know. The unions, I don't feel that unions should be just talking about salary increases. I think they should agitate too on the behalf of these people. We have.
I think they do, though. In all fairness, I had a conversation quite recently with a union head, and I communicated a similar thought that, and a lot of it doesn't necessarily get to the press where they make, you know, they do training. I was, you know, saying that, you know, all we hear is y'all interested in salary increases and those things. But what about the whole person? What about the whole worker? Not just benefits, but things that will benefit the employer because of the employee's behavior and other things. And the general secretary of that union was able to say and share a lot of the work that they're doing, which unfortunately doesn't get to the press. So then, therefore, your comment, would you would think that you're right in saying, but they don't do such, but they did argue that they do such.
They do.
It just doesn't necessarily get to the press.
The only union leader or rep, whatever, I have any confidence in is that man called Jasper Franklin. And I often wonder, white people haven't been treated by the two major unions the way they've been treated over years, keep paying the Jews, leave them, link it with Catwell. Catwell has a perfect
Here's a public
record.
Service announcement. For Senator Franklin.
Caswell has won every case he has ever fought on behalf of workers. I mean, I am sad. I am sad for Barbie and the people, you know. First thing, there's no unity.
I'm gonna thank you so much for sharing. You share some interesting thoughts. Thank you for your discussion so far. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I didn't get your name at the beginning of the program.
Lisa Gale.
Miss Gale, okay. I got three little problems here to mention to you on the radio this morning. I live here on Upper Crescent Road, Gull Hill, Christchurch. And every Friday evening, about 5:30 p.m., they have some ZR vans come off of Highway 7 and come through this road. They just come through with a lot of speed and a lot of noise. And I would like the police or the relevant authorities to do something about these vans coming off the road and coming through Gull Hill, Panama. Friday evening. That is one. Where I live here, I live side of a place that had a police force. This is about 2 years now that nobody don't occupy the house. They got some bush. They used to come and clean the yard, and this is about 9 months now that nobody went and cleaned the yard and had mice running in at my house because I live adjoining to the post. I went to the Ministry of Health in Oyston 5 times and speak to a particular inspector. Can I call his name?
Not necessarily.
Okay. I went there 5 times in April last year. Nothing has been done. I went at the National Housing Depot above where I live. And when I went there, they tell me that nobody that was in charge wasn't there. I called National Housing Headquarters, Country Road, and a woman put me on to a man that in charge of maintenance. Nobody ain't come. I went to the Nation, and I bring somebody up here, and it was in the papers, and up to this day, nobody ain't come. I don't understand what's going on in Barbados. You know, sometimes I like to call this program, but I is of the opinion that very rare when you complain about something, people just, nobody in Barbados don't care about nobody anymore. The vans that just run.
That's a strong statement, though. That's a strong statement. Nobody in Barbados doesn't care about nobody anymore.
They don't let anybody care about nobody anymore. The vans that display Silver Hill and Gull Hill, they do come up Silver Hill like the Panreas Road. And nobody don't say or do anything about it.
What's the number? What's the third one?
Pepin?
What's the third one? You said you have three things.
The third one is, I watch on the internet Guyana main roads have humps. Mm-hmm. They have humps in Guyana on the main roads. And I see on
this is a development or this is on the highway?
No. The main roads.
You watch this on which TV?
On the internet. They got humps in main roads in Guyana. And in, I see it in, on the internet. In Grenada too. They got humps on certain roads.
But in Barbados, there are humps on certain roads as well.
But not on the roads that the minibus and the ZR does, right?
On this same very program, somebody called and indicated that they have a challenge. I remember just a couple of weeks ago in the Christchurch area close to the Rendezvous development, they said there were too many humps. But I want to just respond to the things that you shared.
They got humps in certain areas.
I've been to Guyana a few times, over probably in excess of 15 times. And I haven't visited those places that have those humps other than in a development, which is not dissimilar to here in Barbados. I visited Grenada, not as many, probably about 4 times. And I don't remember seeing humps in any of the main roads either.
I don't know the name of the road, but I see it on the TV, on the internet. Mm-hmm. And if you doubt me, you could watch the internet.
I don't doubt you. I'm just saying to you that would not be a public road. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So nobody. People tell you about dumping the trash and all sorts of things. People in Barbados throw stuff all about.
So on point one, where you're saying that at a specific time every day, you're seeing and hearing loud noise, minivans passing fast, etc. Have you ever called the police?
No.
Right. That's one thing you need to do.
Sometimes when you call the police, they tell you that they talk to the licensing authority and all of these kind of things.
Well, that's one. If you say that nobody in Barbados cares, you also got to play your part. So that's one thing you have to do. You have to report it.
I stand my part now because I extend it to you.
Oh, so you want me to call the police for you?
No.
But you have to call the police.
Okay.
The second point, you mentioned a very serious matter where there's an unoccupied building adjoining your structure, your home structure. And that is causing some challenges with rodents, etc. Have you called the Ministry of Health? Or
yes,
the nearest polyclinic next to you, in your vicinity.
I called the Minister of Health, and I tell you, I went in April last year 5 times.
No, you said you called NHC. I'm asking if you called the Ministry of Health, because I have that same challenge.
I went there 5 times, mm-hmm. I stayed in the Ministry of Health, and I speak to one particular man. Every time I went, the one particular man was there.
Yes.
And I asked you if we could call the name, and you tell me.
You asked me if you can call the name of an inspector of the police.
Not the police. The inspector of Ministry of Health.
Okay. I still don't want you calling the name, but if you've called them, you've raised a very important point on, and it needs to be shared. They need to be I would hope that the Public Relations Office of the Ministry of Health, particularly the inspectors, the health inspectors, and they normally fall under, in fact, I did have a colleague, Ian, who told me that they're no longer under the polyclinics, they are now under the ministry proper. But whoever is listening, this gentleman has raised a very valid point where a structure, an unoccupied structure, very close, not just very close, adjoining his home, is now infested with rodents, and it is impacting him in many ways, because if you have rodents running into your place, that is not just only health challenges. There are persons who are probably coming in and out. It just is not good. So we would, of course, ask them, could you give the producer offline your number and your address so that matter can be definitely solved. But in any time anyone has any problems with overgrown bush, that falls under the Ministry of Health. Usually the polyclinic that is closest to you, they would assist in some form. Because I did have that challenge. In fact, the calls that I made were more than five, and the letters that I wrote, and then eventually I got the problem solved. And that was a couple years ago, but it really called for some persistence when we had a challenge with overgrown bush and the attendant challenges that come with having those things that run. So thank you so much for calling and sharing with us your problem. And I hope that when you share your information with our producer, that we can try to get that information shared. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning to you, Mrs. Gale.
Good morning, sir.
Pretty well. Morning to you. I am coming with three observations, both by sight and by ear, by hearing.
Okay.
And I want you to listen to me well. First, what I want to do with is that congratulations, I've seen you in the pit during the estimates. I wonder why they call it the pit. I think that is not a nice name for it. I think they need to change from calling it the pit to probably the circle or...
You've seen who in the pit?
Hold on. Okay, what I'm saying is that as far as the estimates are concerned,
mm-hmm.
the various civil servants and chairpersons of various boards will attend the sitting. The area that they sit with the minister mm-hmm. is referred to in the press as the pit.
Yeah, I saw that. But you also say you saw me. I have not attended any meetings.
No. Probably that was a slip.
Okay.
I saw you somewhere else, but that is not fair to you. But I'm saying that it should be changed. You're laughing. It should be changed to a different name and not the pit.
Okay.
I think that somewhere along the line that the media can be a little bit more clean on establishing that.
Because you don't like the name?
Well, obvious. Some of us will know when you refer to the pit. You refer to the pit in several derogatory manners. For example, if you went to the cinema, you went to the pit, then you looked at different from the person who went to the circle or the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with a person who was trimmer, which is the pit, then so I'm saying that perhaps I may be wrong, but I may be right, that they could find a different name to establish those persons sitting within the halls of parliament for the estimates.
I thought that was something that existed long ago. That's not anything new.
No, that only came up in last year's estimates. Which was held in the main parliament in Bridgetown, which is now moved to Worthing. I was introduced by the Prime Minister. I think it's a very good concept in terms of hearing from your chairpersons and hearing from your minister in relation to the ministry, and a lot of information actually comes out then.
But is it not in consonance with the... You remember the term we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the in the minding, grinding, and finding, or finding, mining, and grinding, where the persons who do the deep work, where they get their hands greasy, are the persons who are down grinding, etc. And people don't like the term grind. They see it as derogatory, but if you're doing certain work... So if you're in the pit, and if you think about it within the context of the estimates, where we get down to the nitty-gritty of the details of the running of the respective ministries, units, and departments, why would the pit not be applicable in a scenario like that? It's not necessarily that it's derogatory.
No, I believe it to sit in the engine room. in the engine room, because having relayed, and I don't want to debate that, because I think that you and I would understand fully that there are reasons for people raising certain matters. And my reason for raising the matter is that it's all derogatory, to be honest with you. I think there's other words.
To you.
Well, to me, or perhaps other people as well. Mm-hmm. No. Like Paul has been doing some excellent advertising, Conquerness, and I want to compliment them for the series of commercials they're doing. But I also want to draw to the attention at this time that for those of us who come out of Gwazex by the day nursery and make a left turn at the bus stop going into Bridgetown, there is a very serious situation with the bus stop and the canister above and the pole. And it's dangerous because anybody standing at that bus stop is standing under the canister. And I'm hoping that Light and Power, who conquered us...
Where are you speaking specifically?
I'm speaking about Gwazex. If you came out of Gwazex, mm-hmm. you came out of Gwazex, and you came onto Gwazex Road, and you just passed by the day nursery, and you make that left for the bus stop in town, because on the other side of the road is a bus stop that will take you into Gwazex or will take you up to Carefield.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about the bus stop that takes you into town, when you make that left and you come down there, is a very serious situation there. With the sign is attached to the pole. Mm-hmm. Obviously, above is a very serious situation with the canister hanging, yeah. And I believe that like the board should pay some attention to that because it's a bus stop that is used daily by people, commuters in that area.
Well, two things. The Barbados Light and Power usually has someone who monitors the program, so it is hoped that they can, of course, address that matter, which is of particular import. And just to respond to your first query in relation to the term pit, it's actually not the pit. It's regarded as the Well of Parliament, and that's a well-known description.
We'll go for that.
So that's the right term. So that allays your fears in this regard.
let me move to number three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I called the program on Tuesday, and I spoke to Mr. Johnson. Now, Ms. Gill, I know you have a very soft heart for Bridgetown, being involved in your capacity that you worked at one time. And I spoke to Mr. Johnson in relation to the condition of Jubilee Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
My position on this exercise was that, Mr. Johnson, in reference to Ninja Man. Now, I listened yesterday to Mr. Safri. Mr. Safri is doing a lot of work, and I hope that people will give him the help and the attention that is necessary. I listened to him yesterday and the moderator. My concern of what I heard yesterday was that at no point, the main point that I called upon, there are three women, not men, not Ninja Man, who is a soldier, three women who can be considered as vagrants, who are sleeping in the Jubilee Gardens on nights. The condition is not conducive because the place is full of rodents, and unfortunately, the place is not well lit. And I did not hear that words yesterday. I did not hear Mr. Staff. We asked if he heard about that situation with the three women. And now, you can't move vagrants, obviously, because they got the rights. But obviously, you got means and ways of finding out exactly the reason why they're there. I am concerned, and other people are concerned, and if anybody don't mean they can see it for themselves, there are three ladies who find themselves there as early as 6 o'clock, and they are in what I consider to be Jubilee Gardens, and they stay there all through the night. That place is filled with rodents. I've seen this for myself. I've also called on the National Commission, if possible, to spring clean the area, to wash the area down and make the area more conducive. But yesterday did not hear anything coming from the person who is responsible for poverty alleviation. As far as that is concerned, I'm concerned. You're concerned when you hear women can't sleep in an area where rodents frequent the area daytime, evening time, night time, and morning time. So all I'm asking, Mr. Safri, please, nobody mentioned it to you yesterday. I'm asking you, if possible, can you find time to find out why those ladies are occupying Jubilee Gardens, if there's no way for them to sleep, and if you can help out, please. The other thing I'm asking the National Conservation Commission, it's Bridgetown. It's a landmark in Bridgetown. I do not think that we should see the condition of Jubilee Garden in the condition of the same anymore. I think it needs to be cleaned. Those points, I know I can hear you on, Ms. Gill, because you have been very active behind the scene in the transformation of Bridgetown. I know this.
The only thing I'd say, and I don't want to chuckle on such a serious point, but humor is always very good for the heart. But are you, let me try not to make a joke of a serious situation, but are you suggesting that Jubilee be cleaned to accommodate the sleeping of the ladies?
No. Okay. I am suggesting that daily,
yes,
an average of 25 to 1,500 people traverse Jubilee Garden.
Yeah,
they're all seeing the same thing that I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a group of men who sit in Jubilee Garden that, by 6 o'clock, they're gone. They are in there discussing various civil issues.
Mm-hmm.
Those men are concerned as well. I did get some results of Jubilee Garden because there was a tree overhanging the building across the street. I called about it, and they went and removed the tree. So I'm saying that here is the time that everybody who's walking through Jubilee Gardens for 5 o'clock this afternoon, you could go and see what I'm saying as far as the ladies are concerned. Mm-hmm. All I'm asking, in the interest of these ladies, Mr. Safri, it wasn't told to you yesterday that the person called about these ladies in Jubilee Gardens. Mm-hmm. See why they're there. Help them out. and vice versa. And that as far as NCC is concerned, you have a responsibility to the city of Bridgetown. Thank you.
Yes, good point. Thank you, Mr. Williams. This is important. You raised two important points. One is the cleanliness of the city for which both locals and visitors traverse. And secondly, the matter of the homeless and vagrant population who are passing in those same places. And another WhatsApper just mentioned that the vagrants, female, should not be sleeping with in the same place and same room and building as the males. And that is also an issue that also probably populates the mind of Mr. Safri as he tries to find some homes and to, you know, remove in a humane way some of the persons living on the streets, helping some of them to find employment as well as to probably reconcile with their families in ways that they wouldn't have to be homeless. So two very important points you've raised, and I hope that the persons who can assist really do so in a way that would be helpful to those persons. This is Dr. Brastatz.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
I'm a first-time caller.
You sound very familiar.
Hello?
You sound very familiar as a first-time caller, but welcome nonetheless.
I'm a first-time caller, though. Okay. I heard Mark speaking just now about Tripoli Gallon. I passed there this morning. Mm-hmm. I saw them with my own two eyes.
Same two ladies?
Saw the people cleaning up Tripoli Gallon this morning.
Oh, cleaning.
Why he done passed that there this morning and to see if it clean or not.
No, but if he passed there yesterday and he saw that it wasn't cleaned and he wants it to be cleaned, you don't think he should call the program this morning and share? And of course, maybe it got cleaned based on his reasoning. He said he called the program on Tuesday and spoke to Dennis Johnson. So what I'm getting is that you're reporting that it has been cleaned. So that is good.
Right, because they passed there this morning, not too long ago, because it's no care home.
Mm-hmm.
I pass and I see them there cleaning up this morning.
That's very good. So I'm sure he'd be glad to hear you, as a caller following him, call to report something that he shared as a query.
Okay, then. Thank you very much. And all I have to say, you do have a blessed day.
You as well. Dr. Brastatz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, ma'am?
I am well, thank you.
Greetings.
Greetings.
And good morning to Mrs. Stout and to all listeners.
Yes. Mrs. Stout is our producer for today.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
It's one of the definition of belief.
What is the definition of it, or you're sharing it?
No, I'm just telling you because I look it up right in the dictionary. Mm-hmm. One of them.
Oh, one of them. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. It's fact and knowledge. And the reason I mentioned that is because I'm going to a document where a lot of people do not or find very hard to believe. All they have knowledge and fact. About 2,000 years ago, a young man was asked these questions. When will these things actually be? What will be the sign when these things are to occur? And he said to them, furthermore, when you hear of wars and disturbances, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not occur immediately. That is found at Luke 21. We are taught to say there will be great earthquakes, and in one place after another, food shortages and pestilence. This is the knowledge and the facts here. We have been having earthquakes, food shortages, and pestilences, which are diseases, which one we are grappling with now, called COVID-19. Also, we're taught to add another feature, which he says at verse 26. And this is another fact that we are seeing today unfolding before our eyes. He says that people will become fearful out of fear and expectation of the things coming upon the inhabited earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. This is knowledge and this is fact. If the listeners do not connect this fact to the Bible and don't believe it, I don't think there's nothing they can believe, and this will be the end, because this is something here that this thing doom and gloom. No, you know, ma'am, this is real fact. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I just want to bring that to the listeners' ears. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This dictionary here tells me that a belief is an acceptance, that is a statement, that a statement is true or that something exists. Or two, it is to trust, to have faith or confidence in someone or something. And some people actually believe in democratic politics. Down to brass tacks. Someone here is raising the matter of police response time, and they're arguing that it is important for our society to essentially calm down. People are taking threats too seriously. And it speaks to the dangerous nature of what our society is becoming. And they know that they just want the authorities to respond when threats are made so that they can save lives and solve solutions. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hi. This is
Mr. Safri. Yes, hi.
It is. Yes, please. Hi. Yeah, I was... just raising the matter as it, but listening to the gentleman, the caller, as it pertains to the three ladies in Jubilee Garden.
Yes.
As it relates to that, we depend heavily on everybody, Barbies at large, to be able to tell us where persons are, so that mm-hmm. we can, you know, send out
find
our
them, yeah.
to basically look for the person, see what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the women are on the rise, at least the women homeless. The women that are vagrants or have been on the street, I said, it's really long. And we've started to work with some of them. And the fact that we now have the shelter in Bridgetown that they can sleep, they're free to come anytime at night between 6 and 10 o'clock and sleep, take a shower, get any assistance that they would need. And then the office opens back at 9 for them to have all the assistance, like referrals to welfare assistance and other means and other ways of getting them off the street. So there
clarify that. When you say 6 to 10, you mean 6 p.m. to 10 a.m.?
So between 6 p.m. and 10, they can come
and
to 10 the what? Shelter.
10
p.m. They have between that time to come into the shelter, and then they leave at 8 in the morning. So
oh, okay.
6 to 10 to get in and then leave in the morning.
Okay. Oh, so they can't walk in at 1 o'clock?
Any night?
Mm-hmm. I understand what you mean, yes.
Circumstances depend on the circumstances, because let's say, for instance, if police bring somebody here at that time,
mm-hmm.
we would accommodate. We would accommodate them depending on the agency that bring them. Depending on the agency that bring them,
yes.
we would accommodate them to suit. So it doesn't matter what time they come, but that's your rule, is 6 to 10. But again,
yes.
if an agency bring them here, if the police bring
outside
them here,
of that time.
We would work with the times, you know,
yes.
that they do. So anyone can come, and we can accommodate up to 90 persons in the shelter, and they're free to come here at that time. Now,
and just to appease one of our WhatsAppers, I'm sure you have a separation or demarcation for both males and females.
Yeah, that was the one that I really looked at, because I don't want it to be overs on the radio and for the thousands listening to have a misconception of how we run things or how the shelter is run. The shelter is separated by females, males. There's also a nursery for babies. There's also a boys' room here for young boys if they come with the father.
Okay.
So our way that we operate the shelter, no female is in contact with any male at any given point of time. There's enough security features and security cameras and security system that
okay.
protects everyone in this building. And it's separated by floors,
yes.
so no male could be on the female floor. Once the shelter takes effect at 6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
there's a separation of the thing. Now, I mean, I've heard the person also, if I'm correct, if I sound correct, it said that no homeless woman should be in the same building as a male. I find that foolish as a statement.
No, it's not foolish. You need to clarify what you mean, because you are the one who has the competent authority to speak to these
right,
matters, and
I mean,
therefore you need to allay the fears of people, but not call what people say out of ignorance foolishness.
No,
just bear
I mean,
that in mind.
Very misleading. Barbados doesn't have much, if any, shelters as it relates to male and female. Then you would have to look for a shelter separately to place females. We've been fighting for 10 years just to have a shelter, enough in Barbados. So the fact that there's somewhere that people could come, even if they're women and children coming, they're men coming, the fact that
you have noise in your background is impairing your ability to speak, to be heard, I should say.
I'm in a quiet room. But again, as I said, to have this, you can hear me much better?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, to have that in place, it is the important thing.
Right, so what you've just done, Mrs. Safri, is to clarify that both the males and females are separated, which is a legitimate query on the part of the public.
No, I'm talking about where you can't have them in the same building.
Person going too far, but that's not to say that you can't come and clarify that.
That's what I'm saying. The statement is far-fetched to say in the same building because, again, once you have the security features and you have the security officers and we have enough features in here that, and the floors are protected, they're not on the same floor, they don't share the same bathrooms, they don't share the same kitchenette, there's nothing about when females are in here that they even get to see the males that are coming in, other than if they butt each other at the entrance. That is as much as they would ever see each other. But even if there is a family that comes here, let's say there's a man and a woman and children that comes here, the man cannot share the same dorm as the female.
Fully understood.
They're separated because we don't have family dorms per se, but we have male, female. We have the nursery for the babies, and we have these boys' room for little boys, just in case there's a father that comes. And we've had that case where fathers may come with with their children, which is a boy.
Yes.
So not in every case where people may also think that it is only the women bringing the children, but it is also the men bringing the children as well.
So, Sokimar, I want to continue to thank you for the foresight you had. I met you way back in 2011 or 2012 when you had just a vision. And it's very heartwarming to see that it has come this far.
I
would hope that the corporate Barbados continues to support where your needs so that they can meet the needs that you have. And I would hope that the homeless also be treated with the same love and attention as any other human being. So thank you so much for...
Lisa, if I may add one thing before I go.
Yes.
If persons could follow our pages, there is a few... We have a few slated dates in probably every month that we invite the public to come and see the shelter, to see how it's set up, to see how things are run. We had one, I think, just about last week, and we had a very good response.
You had a good media coverage as well, I saw.
Yeah, so but we have a way called Open Day, which the general public itself could
what
come
days
and see
would that be? Shelter. Any specific day in the week?
I would have to message you back in the through your WhatsApp, so you can get the days so you can share with persons that these will be the days that they themselves could come and see the shelter, because we understand that everyone still want to see what we do and how we operate here, and that's fine. We are open to that for transparency purposes, but we do have a few days that we open just for the public to come and view the shelter and see how we run the shelter. And we take feedbacks and suggestions from that as well.
Thank you so much.
No problem.